This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. Campaigning has gained full momentum for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, as only 2 days are left for it to end. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting across all 25 parliamentary seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats in Telangana, 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats each in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the union territory of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader addressed a rally in Nandurpur in Maharashtra. He said NDA government has provided pakka houses, electricity connection, tapped water connection, gas connection and other facilities in tribal areas of the country. Mr. Modi said that NDA government has constructed around 1.25 lakh pakka houses in Nandurbar under the Prime Minister Awas Yojana and free ration for more than 12 lakh people in the district to fight malnutrition. He also said that the NDA facilitated tapped water connection to more than 30,000 villages in Maharashtra, including 111 villages in difficult terrains of Nandurbar. He attacked Congress for neglecting the tribal areas of the country and diseases. He added that the NDA took significant efforts to fight the diseases. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and others were present at the rally. The Prime Minister will also address two rallies at Narayan Pet and Hyderabad in Telangana today. The meeting to be held this evening at LB Stadium in Hyderabad will be the last poll rally of Mr. Modi in Telangana. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi will begin a two-day campaign trail in Odisha. He will hold a road show in about 2.5 kilometres at Bhubaneswar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has alleged that Congress wants to change the constitution by introducing religious reservations. In an interview with a private news channel, Mr. Modi asserted that he never said that his government will change the constitution. He said, by amending freedom of speech, Congress attacked the spirit of constitution earlier. Mr. Modi said there should be no discrimination based on caste, creed and religion. Mr. Modi alleged that the recent remarks made by Congress leader Sam Pitroda about Indians speak volumes about what he called mindset of Congress. He said in a country like India where people worship Krishna, they have nothing to do with black or white. Mr. Modi said India is blessed with unity in diversity. In Uttar Pradesh, today is the day of high-profile nominations and high-voltage campaigning. For the first time during this election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly addressing political rallies. In Kannauj, both leaders attacked BJP. Akhilesh Yadav said that the Saffron Party wants to change the constitution. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi attacked BJP in his address and said that Congress Party will give financial assistance to the farmers until they come above the poverty line. Both leaders will jointly address another rally in Kanpur district. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, came down heavily on Samajwadi Party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He will address another political rally in Bahrej. On the other hand, Congress state president and party candidate from the VIP constituency Varanasi, Ajay Rai, filed his nomination today, while Union Minister and BJP candidate from Chandauli, Dr. Mahendra Nath Pandey, will also file his papers. Film star and BJP candidate from Gorakhpur constituency Ravi Kishan also filed his nominations. BJP candidates Paras Nath Rai from Ghazipur and Neeraj Shekhar from Balia also filed their papers. Air India Express flight services to various destinations in the Gulf countries from Kerala continue to remain disrupted despite the agreement reached between the employees and the airline's management. Flights to Dammam and Muscat this morning have been cancelled at the Cochin International Airport. At the Kannur International Airport, flight services to Sharjah, Muscat, Dammam, Dubai, Riyadh and Abu Dhabi were cancelled. International flights to Muscat and Doha from Thiruvananthapuram also remain cancelled. The Calicut International Airport has cancelled 5 flights in the international sector. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.